listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, good evening. This is Roy in the second hour. I was tempted to go and watch my television instead of talking to you. I'm sorry. But this country's falling apart. And let me say this. And I don't want to be braggadocious. It's not good. But I have been made for this. I know how to help you to see clearly. And in a matter of minutes. And by the way, do we have a copy of the audio of the video? Mr. Producer, whoever you are right now, you do not have it. I spoke to your brother today and he says he has it. I don't know if you have the time to look at it, look for it, but we do have the audio of the video. So, but maybe not tonight, but maybe tomorrow night if you are on duty. Thank you very much. So, what I was finishing in the last hour was a very special meditation that transfers, the subject is willfulness. And the subject is willfulness is playing God. And it's dangerous. Willfulness is dangerous because you can make other people more willful than you. And then he retaliates and you get angry and you get more willful than him. And it goes round and round until you drop dead in various ways. And other sicknesses come in between that. But there's two kinds of wills. As I was saying before, let's begin again just a little bit with a little more spice to it. There's more meaning to it, especially with a meditation exercise that you can get for free from my website, fhu.com. But don't forget to leave something. Maybe regular. Because I was speaking about love. And you need to understand, there's one man I... Listen, all the ones that support my program, all of them, do to the best that they can, like the widow's mite. The prisoners in the jail will send me $5. Yes, every now and then they send it. And we give them books and all kinds of things they need for years and years and years. So mostly they don't have much money. I don't blame them. But the truth of the matter is, you have it. And if you get something from this program, know that I have no sponsors but you. And right now, we're down to almost nothing. Meaning I've got enough money to fulfill the purpose I've been created for on this earth. And it happens to be something brand new to me. I've only been doing it for about 3 weeks. And we've got 4 million people listening. Almost 4 million tonight. And we're over the top tonight. And it's only because of the things that they're seeing and what I'm saying. I'm actually seeing it it is condensed in such a beautiful way. I see, I can't believe that I said all those things. I don't remember saying these things to Matt Drudge. I have no memory of it. Yeah, but I said, I can't even say it. But the way the image of me on the screen is saying it, I'd feel like I was a copycat and be awkward. But it came out of my mouth. And so you can make a joke about that if you want, a silly guy. I get that. I get you're the brain. So you don't have much of a brain. You make fun of this. This is serious. If you understand something very simple, and if you understand what I say to Matt Drudge, there's another one on there with Matt Drudge, the extension of that. There's going to be three extensions of it. There's two, and then with the extension of the interview with Matt Drudge on Fox. But it's only about 3 or 4 minutes between the three. And each is a piece in itself. And it says everything like this. And you hear me say, if I can actually copy myself. See, now I'm a copycat from this person. And I'll be right back. Don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, and the number is 800-866-8883. One call, success. In just a few minutes. We only had a few minutes. And the problem is going to go away. And every night you hear somebody calling in. It's sort of embarrassing to, I know it's a little bit of embarrassment when you call in and tell me that you got cancer or diabetes or whatever the thousands of different names that appear as a result of cause and effect. And there's only one cause for all the effects. It's like, how can I say this? It's like the beginning of the universe. You have to have a cause, an uncaused cause, to have an effect. In the beginning, there was nothing, and we can all agree that there had to be a void. There had to be something more fundamental than anything, and that would have to be nothing or the void. And then the big university in Boston, I forget the name of it. I send them a copy of my thesis. They haven't replied yet, but they have to take a little while to digest it. But they were talking about gravity, and I'm coming back to the subject matter because we're talking about cause and effect. And you, with respect to willfulness, you're playing God, and then there's the effect of playing God deleteriously, of course. Let me come back again, see. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page. There's just relevance here. So what is the most fundamental of all fundamentals? It has to be nothing. You understand that? But if there wasn't such a thing as infinitely nothing, you couldn't have a universe. But nothing can't make anything out of itself. So it cannot be a cause of anything, but it can be help in the cause of the originating universe. Now, so that the college or the university in Boston is asking, what is more fundamental than gravity? We don't know what gravity is. We know it exists, we can measure it. But if it is something, it's one of the basic fundamental of all the other fundamentals. I don't think the other fundamentals are fundamentals at all. There's only two fundamentals, really, and everything is a cause and effect. What is it? Electricity and strong and weak forces? No, that doesn't make a bloody piece of any nonsense. They're just separate objects, separate things all by themselves. They don't. One doesn't move into the other. There's no cause and effect. They're just by themselves, as if they created themselves as not a cause and effect. I'm saying to you, I know this may be, I'm taking it out of my context, but I'm trying to get to make you understand that to be still is fundamental. It means, you understand, it's fundamental to be still. To be still is outside the universe. I live in my head. My soul, my brain, lives in this world. It lives here, and it was put here by a series of cause or uncaused cause. Get it? Uncaused, we don't understand, that is. But we do understand a void. It's easy to understand there's a void forever that goes forever. But then we have a little problem. We have to have a singularity. It's another word, scientific word, for infinitely hot something, equivalent to the Big Bang, pin as big as a pinhead. It was so ridiculous to... You have to ask the question, if that's the case, what kind of intelligence put it all together? It goes bang. But you know, it could, if it goes bang, you know the effect of that cause is like a nuclear bomb. You've got no structure. I mean, the scientists are so clever in some ways in making things, but not understanding why things are working. And I am spending my whole life understanding how things work. But it also includes how human beings work. Why are human beings different from monkeys? And they didn't come from monkeys. They didn't have to come from a monkey. The universe didn't have to come from... It can't come from nothing. It has to come from something. But where does the something come in the nothing? Now you look at the scripture. In the beginning, there was the void. Listen to it. Try to grasp it, because I'm trying to apply it to the very beginning of the universe, all the way up to monkeys and animals and creatures and fish. But on the physics aspect of it, there's something very mysterious that makes it possible that it's more fundamental. And because of the absolute nothing, the absolute nothing, no gravity, not anything. So if it's not having of anything, how could it make anything? Now, that we understand that. That is a given, a void. But then all of a sudden, and then God said, "Let there be light." What on earth is that? The void, the absolute nothing can't produce that. Where did it come from? And what does this word infinitely? What does the word infinitely mean? How can something be hot infinitely? How big is it, depending how far away it is? If it's a trillion miles away, it maybe look like a pinhole. And in your pinhole head, if you come closer to it, it might be as big as Jupiter. And then some. But what is it that appears, and who put it there? That's what they're afraid of. That's what scientists are afraid of. They're brilliant, but most of them are atheists. They can play with all the discoveries and make iPhones and wonderful things. But that was all predicted, all there for that to happen. And hopefully that you appreciate the origin of everything, which was, let there be light. Whatever that is, it's a very strange kind of light. But it underlies gravity, because it's very simple. A hot flows into the sea of cold forever. The sea of cold is forever, and the infinitely hot is forever. And therefore, you can measure that. And I'm just telling you this, The universe is now found to be expanding, but the temperature of the universe, they say, remains the same as it expands. What does this mean? It is an infusion of energy, correct? An everlasting energy is created the universe, and it is the cause that said, let there be light. And that is hot. And you can't, it's not just ordinary hot, it's programmed hot. Because you can't take a furnace and make, and cause it to create, make a Mercedes-Benz. See, this is a program that is built into the, let there be light. Because the hot goes into the cold, like a river or a lake is ever filled, flows into the ocean, and you've got momentum. The flowing between I just said it just a few moments ago. The difference between the lake that's full, overflowing, flowing into the ocean, which is everlasting cold at a certain speed, that is the fundamental of gravity, the nothing, the void. They both look like nothing, but gravity is adds to the mystery, because the infinitely cold and the infinitely hot flowing energy is equally as invisible, but it's flowing from one to another forever. That is the beginning of the universe. But it has a cause, and it has an uncaused cause. It has to have an uncaused cause. But where does that come from? Now I come back to talk to you about myself. I live in the world, but I'm not of it. My brain is living in the world. My hair is living in the world. Every part of me is living in the world, but there's something in me that is not in the world and not of it. I'm of it to the degree that I'm flesh. That much I agree. But what guides the flesh is a different will than the will of the world. It's clear. I do hope that's clear. And you see, now, there is a such thing as a will, and he creates the universe. You don't want to play the game of willfulness. Otherwise, you shame God. You will have the will of the devil, if there's such a thing, which I think there is. There's good and evil, and they were warring against each other. And the whole idea now, there's a purpose for that. There'll be war, and rumors of war forever, until we understand how to deal with people who are willful. See? Because you will give in to that, or you become that. That's all there is in this world. Nothing else but misery. That can be understood by what it means to be still and know.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, maybe I'm not wanted. sit here and cry a little bit. It's almost like there's nobody exists. But I know people are enjoying. I'm not so sure that you enjoy my program. We don't get a whole lot of money, which we should. We need it, and we sell some buildings and things like that when times when we're more fruitful. It's not fruitful now because money's going to the two people running for president. I get it. It makes it difficult for me. Can you spare a dime? Can you spare something to support the program? Because I'm trying to, I'm a scientist and a physicist in a sense. Now, I understand my creator. He shows me how it's done. I don't think any physicist has ever seen it this way until they ask the question. And the Massachusetts, I forget the name of the university of in Boston, but I sent my thesis there. You might want to ask them. I gave there several physicists, so I just wait to see what happens. But I know how everything is created, and there's a perfect order. One thing produces another thing, produces another thing, produces another thing, and it never stops. It becomes everything. Then you have life. That's more difficult. I can lead you through. I can lead you to how you get the fabric of space, everything. I can show you how matter is formed. I can do that too. I can tell you what dark energy is and what dark matter is. I can tell you exactly what that is. And it all comes from one thing, becoming another thing. But when it comes to a blade of grass, oh my God, it's not understandable. Yes, you got genes, and you got blue genes. You got genes in yourself, but look how powerful those genes are. You got two little creatures inside there. You know, the lady has one and the man has the other, etc., etc. And with the variations of it in the animal world, in the slimy world, it's so powerful you can't make it go away. You could have a nuclear war and whoops, it would come back again maybe 1,000 years later. You know, you get a few things, whoop, they're popping out of the, coming out of the mud, having been buried there for years and years. I mean, just look at the beauty of everything. And you can't take that, I can't take that for granted. I appreciate it. But at the same time, you see, God is loving me because I appreciate his work. Like, he's an artist. He's created a universe. An artist, like a famous painter of beautiful pictures, he does not paint for himself. He paints for other than himself. Does it not? And so all you have to do is appreciate a blade of grass, or as far as back as I can go, rather than just feel. Whoopee, wow, I've known how to build an iPhone. Yes, it's all been predestined that you could make a bright thing because you got all the special there's a word for it. It's sort of rare earth. That's what I'm trying to say. You have different rare earths. Each has a property. And you put those things together, and you got an iPhone. You got anything. There's nothing you can't do, he says. The things I could do, you can also do, and then some. But I'm thinking of the things that, why it could be in the first place. And that's where you should be. So if I invent something and get a lot of money, that doesn't mean to say I invented it. It was given me to share with you. So I can't take credit for what I know. It's only because I want to know, and God gives it to me. He gives me what I need to tell you. And so you can be a brilliant scientist, a brilliant anything, but that's a gift to you, whether you're a good person or a bad person. You can use it in a good way and a bad way. You could be a good scientist and a bad scientist. You could be proud to be a scientist because you think you're not God. You're a willful person. You've got all this education. And you've got your big swelled body, you know, taking a deep breath because you're so handsome and so intelligent and people look up to you. And that's willfulness. All right, Shirley, in California. Hello, Shirley.
Yes. What a pleasure it is to get to speak with you, Roy. I really do find it quite an honor.
Thank you.
I was first introduced to you back in, oh my goodness, I think it was the early 90s when somebody gave me 10 cassette tapes. And I remember the first one was just a repetitive teaching of the exercise.
Yes.
And as I went further into the 10 tapes, I remember they relieved me of different things that I was dealing with over time in my life. And
that's so
I
sweet.
Lost those tapes. And I always remembered the exercise, but I can honestly say it was never purposeful in my life. It was just one of those things when I was enduring great stress. I could do it in a room when there was lots of people. If I was trying to keep my mouth shut and it was just burning at me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I had lost them, and then I decided for some reason, well, I do know why, I was trying to help. I've been teaching for 30 years. This is my first year not teaching. And an old student had reached out to me, and it just came to me, Roy Masters. And so I went on Facebook, and I searched for your name and found some of your videos and just felt relieved to have been reconnected with this part of my life that really was important to me back then. And at an age, at 56 years old and reinventing myself, and I don't call it retiring, I call it refiring myself.
I love that.
I just really feel I need this exercise because right now I just don't feel like I know where God wants me to go. My mother just died, and I had come to great resolution with her through abandonment issues and lots of pain that I had from her as a child.
Yes.
And I did get to deal with that with her, you know, over the last 8 years or so, and grow closer to her. So I had no regrets upon her death. But
that's it.
My husband and I had lost everything financially, you know, in 07, and we have felt like God has kind of put us in these circumstances we're in now. We've started a solar company, and I honestly feel like I'm at that crux of wealth and that God keeps giving me things to do. To me, a blessing is not something God gives to me for my own personal comfort.
I like it's God very, gives. Very, it's very good, very interesting.
God gives it to me for someone else, and I am just, I'm just the receiver of that. But I also am in the flesh, and you know, just finally got to buy a fixer-upper house, and I'd love to have a swimming pool in the backyard, and you know, and a hot tub on the patio, and those kinds of things as well. And then I pull back and feel selfish for having those desires and wondering, you know, just where does God want me? You know, I have a really good education. I have a double master's degree and lots of experience. And I sometimes feel like God just wants me to be a vagabond and take myself into places that need assistance with teaching. So, you know, I just don't know where God wants me. And I just, you know, I'm just going with through the actions each and every day and trying not to be anxious about it.
I think, don't try. You're on the right track. I love every word you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my life is just the same way. I have, my clothes are 40 years old. You know, I haven't bought any shoes for God knows how long. I have old cars. I just don't really need to have the best of everything, but yet I've got the best of everything. It's really weird.
Right.
I like not having the best of everything.
Right.
My old cars look like new ones. People think. I don't know. It's just, I'm happy with what I've got. And it increases by itself. I'll hold the line a minute. I want to keep Shirley on the line because she's a rare person and she has a lot to say and I want to hear it. And I want to hear how it comes by her as it came by me? And why don't other people, you know, have the same thing, have the same experience? I'm sure a lot of you do, but you're a little bit too shy about calling this program. And so, whether you have a good experience or a negative one, I'd like to hear from you. Because the good experience, I could verify. And the bad experiences, I could also verify what they really are, rather than what you think it is and what the doctors think it is. And if you're willing to be criticized in a gracious way, I don't mean to be rude, and sometimes I have to raise my voice, because sometimes it's necessary to raise my voice. I can remember Jesus raising his voice and throwing the money changers out of the temple, and nobody messed with him. And also, he stood in front of the lady who had committed adultery and about to stone her. And he stood there, and he made them put down the stones, beginning with the oldest one, at the most sins, but so to speak. The harshest things are sins. And because you wouldn't want to be a person like an animal. That's all you'll ever be, is an animal eating another animal, etc., etc. Or a blade of grass that, you know, enjoys being eaten. And then manure is poisoned. He doesn't mind manure for some reason. The grass lives on it. It's really weird stuff. It's food for the next generation. But I think the same thing can apply with some people who take drugs and grow drugs for people who feel better than they deserve to feel, because every high is a new low anyway. So where am I going with this? I have a nice lady on the line, and I would like to be able to continue my work. Please go to my website. Not my website. Yes, you can go to the website and get a copy of that 7-minute meditation. There's no charge. You could leave a donation if you don't mind. That would help. And then you can pay it forward, meaning that little donation or big donation, or whether it's one time or, you know, every month, that would be nice. But it is what love is. These people, the reason why I'm on the air, are people who love you. In other words, they're not living for themselves. They're living for others, not a slave of others, because the more you give, the more God gives you to give. But if you are a person who is an appeaser and you give in, you're giving in pieces of yourself, and you cannot refuel yourself. And so that's what causes cancer and other diseases. You're giving up your life force, immune systems flowing away from you through the field, through the energy field that you feel when you get upset and judge the judge.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, notice I pick some music that doesn't glorify me. That music glorifies God. And you'd be ashamed of yourself, most of you. You know, who is pure? Who is perfect? No such thing as perfection? I say there is. He says the things I do, you can also do. And then some. So, no, you're not the king. The kingdom of God is within you. So, basically speaking, you are the spirit of God. You're the spirit of God. Your body is the it contains that spirit. And you can be deprived of it through your emotions, and so. What my caller Shirley is talking about, she is, without having said it, she's lost the anger and the frustrations, and she's living for unconsciously, or maybe not unconsciously, but there's an awareness of it some way, that she has disconnected her spirit from the flesh. And therefore the spirit then, it is the fact that you have disregarded and been separated, and I didn't say you separated it yourself, you were willing to separate it, because you can meditate with a 7-minute meditation, and if you use force or try to make it happen and use no effort, it's just simply you're giving what you're doing is disconnecting your thoughts, just disconnecting from your thought, and the soul is able to cross the line into a different dimension where there is no time, where the beginning was, and where the beginning was, there is him, and it's not in the gravity, it's not in the void, it is some other place, and what that place is, it is deemed as be still and know. And the only place you can be still, everything is moving in time. Everything's subject of time. You can't be subject of time. Your physical nature is, you've got just so much time to live and evolve your relationship with your Creator, and to be the extension of it. Your being and your mind is the extension of His goodness. That is where it is. And right now, I don't think there's a church on earth that knows what that is. And I have a church, a 501c3, but I do not want you to belong. I don't want to be the will of your ways. I want to help cure you of the will of the world. But I have to be not of the world to do it. That's magic, and I want it for you. And because it's not, as my friend Shirley said, and I'll get right back to her. She says she's not doing this from herself. She's not going to live for herself. She lives for others. But there's a wrong way to live for others, because when you fall into somebody's will, then you fall away from God's will. You've got to be very careful, you know, what about that. So if I ask you this, and then I'll get back to Shirley, and I ask this question many times, and because it's so important, do you have a will? And a person says, yes, I have a will, because you think that's normal, because you wouldn't be any good if you didn't have a will. But you would be a lot better, but you don't want to give your will to somebody else. You don't want to serve anybody. And so that they tell you what a wonderful person you are. And so therefore your will glows, but it gives up energy in that glow. And the person who gives you compliments sucks it up. You've got to be very careful when you're angry and you're willful. There's all kinds of variations to this, but these are the two major ones. And so I'm going to go back now to talk to you about the living in the world, but not of it, but your physical self. Within the physical self, if you find the borderline to where the world disappears, in a manner of speaking, and then you live in a realm that is neither hot or absolutely cold. See, there's the universe is hot, even in its the lowest degrees you can, 3 degrees below zero, there's still heat, and that's gravity. And you can't get at it, you don't even know what it is. There's so much of it. It can create suns, etc., etc. We won't go into that. What I'm trying to say is that when you are obeying what you know is right in your heart, then what is right in your heart has a counter energy to stress. So the person, nobody can stress you and make you give in. Even if you're going to know you're going to die, like Jesus did, he proved that never mind what they did to him, he could build his house in 3 days. See, so I can tell you that there's devolution and evolution, But that's not what we want in our lives. That is for God to do with monkeys and creatures and things. But we live in a world not of it. And that's very important to understand, that you need to be in a place beyond your flesh. And beyond the flesh means there's a space where that's not described in the beginning there was the void. And the void was, and darkness was the face of the deep. That's one thing. That's the fundamental to gravity. And then this is, let me be light. And then that's another fundamental. There's only two fundamentals. One is zero cold. The other one's absolutely hot, infinitely cold, flowing into the infinitely accommodating ocean of the cold. And therefore you have the flowing thing called gravity. Simple, 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 simple. And then everything grows from there. That's beautiful to know this simple thing. All of this is built by him. Cause and effect. Effect becoming cause. And now, on the negative side, it is negative. There's a cause, willfulness, anger. And the effect is less being less of a person, more of an animal in conflict with its human. Now do you get it? All right, now we go back to Shirley. I've said all the things I needed to say. I needed this. I want to hear to my friend here what else she has to say. Shirley, keep going.
Well, I just, in listening to you speak, I kind of, you know, asking myself what has occurred in my life, you know, all these negative things that have occurred, how have I been able to turn them around into something positive? And I think a few of them, I think the reasons is because of people that God has put in my path along my life. And to make sure that you're willing to be inconvenienced when these people are put in your path so that you can get from them what God has intended.
Yes, it's
and
perfect.
One person in particular that came across my path taught me when I complained to them about something I was going through in my life, I don't even know, but obviously it was very horrible and wrenching to me. And the person turned to me and said, "Hallelujah, you get to know exactly how Jesus felt."
That's nice.
And it
that's
just
beautiful.
My heart just sank because I just thought, well, my first thought was, where's the empathy?
Oh, I took it wrong. I took that wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Say it again so I get it, and other people might get it too.
Okay. Going through a time of in my life that I felt was just horrific, and
yes,
how can I ever live through it, and sharing
yes,
that with a friend, and the response from the friend was, "Hallelujah, now you get to know exactly how Jesus felt."
I like that. I'm not sure he felt anything, actually. I know he felt the pain. But no, I want to separate the pain from something. In other words, the pain is physical and your brain experiences. He could have made himself not feel pain. I can hypnotize a person and take the pain away. I'm sure he could have done that himself. No, he experienced the pain, but not the hate of the hurter. It's a big difference.
But the way he got treated and the way he responded.
That's right. That is the key.
Is the whole message in that for me.
Yes, it's correct.
You know,
and
how,
for me too.
How dare I, woe is me, and crawl into myself and pity me and, you know, play my violin when, you know. And then the next thing for me was, if there's so much darkness in my life and I am light, then there's no reason for the darkness.
I couldn't argue that. I couldn't argue that.
So for me to come to the final understanding that my will interferes with the will of God, and if I'm willing to submit my will to him, then things occur that I never even set out to do.
He writes his story, and in opposition to that, you get the other story that leads you to a horrible death.
Yes. Yes, I believe that. And I believe any time that I have submitted my will to him, I can't. Well, I'll give you an example. Last year, I put my hands out and I, as a special ed teacher, and the previous district decided to let me go because of whatever reason. I am an advocate for the kids, not the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't tenured, and so they let me go. So I just put my hands out and said, Lord, where do you want me to go? Put me where you want me. And I did not apply for this particular job, and I got a call, and apparently I'd applied in this school district 3 or 4 years prior. They wanted to see if I was still available. So I said, okay, yes, I'll take the job. And I took it, and Roy, it was in a school district that was just, well, there were 650 students, and 25% of them were special ed, and half of them are illegal immigrants or students who struggle with all kinds of emotional issues. So, you know, it's just a very interesting place. And they ended up giving me administrative leave before the end of the year because they felt as if I did not
understand.
Pick my battles.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that population. You know, it was okay to deal drugs. Do I know what his home life is like and who he's feeding with that? It's okay to drive illegal vehicles onto school grounds because you know what his mother's dealing with, and you know, just all these excuses for these children to not follow and obey the rules. So anyway, needless to say, I ended up with admin leave, but I met a bunch of students and parents on that journey that I'm still connected with, and you know, one I just spent a day with yesterday because it was the anniversary of his father's overdose. And I told him about the exercise and told him how I had just reconnected with you and told him I didn't think that was a mistake since I was meeting him today and that I had just reconnected with an exercise that was so helpful to me at a time in my life.
That's
I hope
so
he takes
nice.
Me up on it. And so...
Well, you're running out of time here now, but... I do appreciate your call. I've just got a little time left to... Can I say goodbye to you, Shirley? Or you want to stay on a little bit longer?
You can say goodbye to me and good evening, and you will hear from me again, sir.
God bless you. Thank you. I enjoy the journey. I'm also going through a dangerous time. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I know you see that I'm sort of, well, I want you to be in a minute speak in a much the way I am. It is the bad things. I think, I'm trying to remember the exact words of the scripture because it's very accurate. Everything bad, there I have it now. Everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. If there was nothing bad, you'd be a monkey because, I don't know if monkey is the right word, but it's just an animal because all it has is run and fight. But there's another force involved. There's no evil and good there. There's no consciousness of its own existence. The animal doesn't have the consciousness we have. And we want to get rid of the consciousness we have because we think we are driven to believe that our consciousness is the problem, our anxiety. And the consciousness is the awareness. And so when you leave it behind, it seems to follow you, your will, all the way to the grave. And there's a dark side of you that you're attached to that makes you think your conscience is your enemy and that you have to get rid of the pain. And it rises up to give you the solution to your conscience, which is to take you away from conscience and make you feel better for a little bit. But it's the wrong way, and it keeps adding to your misery. And so the more you drink, the more you have to drink, the more you sex, the more you... It's everything that weighs. The more you love the food, the more you feel better about it for a minute, and then you get hungry and hungry and hungrier, looking for different delights, etc., etc. You need to understand You understand that the feelings, your emotional feelings, are dangerous to you. Do not believe a person. Do not believe, and I've asked over and over again in this program and other programs, I want you to argue with me that emotion is deadly. It's a killer. It isn't something that makes you a human being. It demoralizes you, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, angry or submissive, which you called love, and being rewarded by that love, which is the devil.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm almost positive if you go to my website, FHU.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, very easy, FHU.com. That's it. And I'm sure you'll be able to look to the left and see Facebook, what's on Facebook. And if you're interested, so know that you're in both places at the same time. And so you can actually go right across to Facebook from there. If you want to buy something or give a donation, you can do it on my website, as you will, using the magical properties of the internet, which I don't know the name of, but you can do it by that way. I'm an old geezer. I'm 88 years old, going on to 89, and maybe you can hear it. But I still am young of heart. I'm still strong, even though I've been through hell and back. See, so there's something I can tell you about that some other time. But you must look at your trial and tribulation in a different way. If you didn't have tribulation, you could not be a child of God. You have to have something to test who you love more, evil or good. You're born into this world, and I say it many times because not everybody hears me. Everybody comes across this program. And so I close my eyes. If I do my program of Facebook, you see me with my eyes closed. And I'm listening to my own voice and seeing what I'm saying. It's so nice to be that way, to see my voice saying these things and that things. But the thing is that the purpose of your short life, let's say it's 100 years, or thereby, the purpose of that is to try to deal with temptation and be delivered from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Do you understand that if your stress keeps you alive? See, stress is an emotion. You run and you fight. That's all there is to it. If you don't run fast enough, you get eaten. See? It's something like that. Every creature, even the plants, have ways of protecting themselves. The snake, somehow, there's so many different snakes and one of them in special is a spitting snake. It spits in your eye. How does it learn to do that? It's a poisonous spit in the eye. And it burns, and then it will bite you and eat you. There's so many different ways that animals, creatures, defend themselves. But it isn't the same thing as us. It's the evolution of it, because those who are strong enough, they exist. And in the same sense, you have to have a certain strength. But it's not the strength you get, it's not of this world. It's between the two worlds. I see. The two metaphysical essences. There's two metaphysical realms. One within you, and one somehow in the metaphysical aspect of the world. See? The one I experience is not of the world at all. It's him, it's the place where he created the universe. He made the whole universe and the world. That's the place I'm in. I'm not going to be there completely until I have dealt with everything perfectly. So I don't have to be perfect all at once. All I need to do is wait and see. And things will come my way. And they get more and more difficult. And yes, they get more difficult, but it doesn't seem that way because you're developing a skill, in a manner of speaking, of developing a spirit, a soul, in the likeness of God, where your physical self is only just a rough form of it. That's why you must not hate a person, because you are made in his image. Doesn't matter what kind of image you have, ugly, beautiful, legless, drug addicted, you can't make a judgment. You can just watch and see what's required, if anything, and you will find yourself doing it and speaking it and not saying anything but your aura, the energy around you counteracts the cruelty of the energy of the dark force in other people. That's how Jesus conquered the world. It was true. He died, but it's something about him that was so godly that the body was there in the grave behind the stone, the big stone, and put him all together again. But then he was a different kind of person. Don't touch me. It's not done yet. That he disappears. All right. So he makes a point. I'm trying to make a point. You don't be a willful person and don't respond to willful people. Means if you do respond, you haven't got it what it takes. And you need to look for what it takes to deal with that person. Because you cannot fight that without that blessing that you had when you were born and lost it to the world. Or the culture. I'm Roy Masters. 800-877-3227 is the number you call. 800-877-3227 or tomorrow. Today is gone. But you still can call because we have operators working anyway that are very good. Well, did you like what I had to say? Were you disturbed? May I ask any person, rich or poor, educated or not educated, to try me and try to prove me otherwise? Then you go hear the music come. Thank you very much. Let me give you the address. If you want to send a check, Post Office Box 1000. Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Checks, please. Thank you. Have a good night.